Hey, it's Robert Bassman Washington here with Miss Caitlin Simone. She plays the bratty teen on the TV show BET's The Game. You know, Jason Pitt's daughter. She's a hometown girl, so I really want to know, how do you make it to Hollywood from Houston? What did you do?
I literally had never flown out to LA in my life.
Okay.
I don't know how my dad found it out. There's so many websites online.
Really?
Yeah, LA Casting or Actors Access, all those kind of things. You can go on there and see what's happening in LA.
Okay.
And audition yourself. You can send in a tape, or if you want to fly out there, you can. But that's basically what I did. I went out there my first time, told them I was from Houston, had no plan of moving to
okay.
LA,
okay.
And they called me back. They said, if you want to come out here, then we'll take you for the role.
Okay. Again, some of those websites again.
LACasting.com is one, but the one my favorite would be ActorsAccess.com.
So do you have to have like a manager or something?
No.
Or you just go on there?
It's like a database where you just go on there, see what's happening. Not everything is going to be on there. It is a total plus to have an agent or manager.
Okay.
So I'm not telling anybody not to get one, but until you do, that's a good starting base to see what's going on, see exactly what's happening and what you can go out for.
Now, there's also a dark side to Hollywood. What are some of the things people should watch out for when they pursue an acting career? Because people come and run game and say, hey, you know, your child can be one of the Disney kids.
So. Oh, okay. There's so many things I want to let people know so they don't have to go through what I went through.
Okay. Okay.
First off, with agents, if any agent is telling you to pay for something, like a class, like, hey, take this class and then we'll take you, don't do it. That's,
really? Is it don't do it at all, or maybe look at them sideways? You shouldn't do it, really?
I did not take one class from my agent, for either one of my agents. You just audition for them and they should sign you. You don't have to pay for that.
Really?
Yeah, you don't have to pay for that.
Really? So, I mean, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to hustle you? Is it?
I mean,
the person who's teaching the class.
You know this industry. There's so many different. As soon as they find a nook and a way to take advantage of people, they're gonna, you know, do it.
You shouldn't be paying an agent.
You shouldn't be paying. I mean, eventually they're gonna get their portion, but you shouldn't be paying them up front. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you really get in contact. I did a role a long time ago. I got the role and everything. We were working on it for months, and then all of a sudden, the whole production just vanished. It was out here in Houston.
Okay.
They just up and vanished. You want to make sure the contracts
the
are right.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look over the contracts.
Okay. Maybe you should get someone.
Don't just do it yourself. It's good to have somebody else to go over it. Don't get too excited. That's the best advice I can give somebody. Don't get too excited. Be like, oh, this is a role. Let me go ahead and do this.
Let me go tell my job. I quit.
Yeah,
all of y'all.
Yeah, don't get too excited. Take everything with as much control as possible. Even though you want to be an opportunist, you want to make sure you're like, okay, is this the best thing for me? Let me look over this before I tell you, yeah, I can do this. You know, so yeah, that's the best advice.
Caitlin, tell us your background when it comes to acting, you know, schooling and everything.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I just want to say Houston has so much talent. We're a big city. We're going to have talent. And people, they don't realize that Houston has so much coming from here. But I started off at the Ensemble Theater out here in Houston.
It's really good to get involved with your
yeah,
local.
Yeah, local theater is super important. And I think that anybody that's interested in television, they automatically think, I want to be on TV. Theater is so important to go in. It really opens up so many doors for you. You really get to see what it's like to have that pressure on you, because the camera, people don't realize how much pressure the camera is.
Okay.
If you can go in front of a bunch of people on stage and do it for nights, then it's a lot easier to be in front of a camera, you know.
Cool.
Other than that, I went to HSPVA, which is
the
Performing Arts High School out here. I recommend that to anybody interested. It's one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life.
Caitlin, besides acting, you have a music career, so tell us how that's going.
It's going really good. Right now, we're just finishing up songs, hopefully releasing more soon. My video just came out for my single, Beautiful Lie, and it's doing really good, so.
All right, cool. Yeah. Any more acting gigs, movies, or anything you have coming up?
I just finished up a movie with Wendy from the show. She plays Tasha on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You can just say Wendy.
Sorry.
Wendy Raquel Robinson to us.
You know,
but she seems so sweet too.
Totally opposite from her character, by the way. Such an educated, smart woman. One of the smartest people I know.
And so you guys finished getting ready to do a project?
Yeah, we just finished up a project with Jacarius Johnson. I'm really excited about that. People
from Houston?
Yes, yes, from Houston, Texas. Uh-huh. Y'all know Jacarius Johnson. Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's gonna be a really good thing.
Well, cool. Yeah. Well, I really hope, and this is something that I always ask people that have made it to a platform such as yourself, man, come back and educate and uplift some of the other young ladies and young men that want to get into this industry. So if you do a weekend acting workshop or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I plan on that. When I come out here, I want to try to connect with as many young people out here as possible, especially in Houston, because I really feel like there's some type of reason why people think they can't be out here and do it.
Okay.
And I think that it's important for people to know you can.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Simone, everyone.